Welcome to the Humanized Podcast, Your Health Personalized. I'm your host, Rebecca Kelly, and our guest today is Dr. Murray. Dr. Murray is one of the world's leading authorities on natural medicine. He has published over 30 books featuring natural approaches to health. He is a graduate, former faculty member, and serves on the Board of Regents of Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington. Dr. Murray has dedicated his life to educating physicians, patients, and the general public on the tremendous healing power of nature. In addition to his books, which have cumulative sales of over 5 million copies sold, Dr. Murray has written numerous articles for major publications, appeared in hundreds of radio and TV programs, and lectured to hundreds of thousands of people nationwide. For the past 35 years, Dr. Murray has been compiling a massive database of original scientific studies from the medical literature. He has personally collected over 65,000 articles from the scientific literature, which provides strong evidence on the effectiveness of diet, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and other natural measures in the maintenance of health and the treatment of disease. It is from this constantly expanding database that Dr. Murray provides the answers on health and healing. Thanks for being on the show, Dr. Murray.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
We know that you shared that you had actually been, you had COVID yourself, right? So you've had the experience and you've actually taken steps, right, to address that. What foods did you take or eat? What supplements, like how did you combat that? So if someone was in that situation, what would they do?
Right. Well, on a daily basis, I take 27 different supplements. So I generally take quite a bit. So something that I increased during, I did have COVID. It wasn't very severe. I just felt like I had jet lag, but I'm thankful for the experience because it was a different type of fatigue. Mm-hmm. And I can empathize with people that maybe are still suffering from kind of the long hauler version of COVID where they're battling this fatigue. One of the things that I did when I started having symptoms and I thought this might be COVID. So I went and got tested, but by the time I was feeling better, almost immediately, I just did the smart thing and rested took more supplements than normal, than my real hearty mix. But I started dosing with quercetin. Quercetin has some really interesting effects against this virus, and it's being studied right now in 8 double-blind placebo-controlled studies. One of the great outcomes of this pandemic has been how fast many researchers have been able to get grants to study some of these natural compounds. I mean, if you look at the number of studies that are being done with nutritional supplements and natural products, it's probably in the range of 500 total. But there are 8 studies right now utilizing quercetin. Quercetin is a flavonoid. It's responsible for many of the colors that we see in many fruit, flowers and vegetables, but quercetin is kind of a backbone flavonoid, and it's really important for fighting this virus. And quercetin has been shown to exert a number of blocking effects on this virus. Basically, everyone probably is aware that this virus has spike proteins that bind to certain receptors called ACE2 receptors. Well, quercetin can inhibit that binding. Quercetin also increases the concentration of ionic zinc in the cells, and zinc blocks the replication of the virus. So that's another
important is to have it. Right.
Yeah. And it also, quercetin also directly neutralizes viral proteins itself that are critical for that virus to replicate. So there's a lot of interesting actions with quercetin. Regular quercetin is not absorbed very well. So people need to utilize more absorbable forms of quercetin. One is called EMIQ. Another is called quercetin phytosome. And the one that I took was called quercetin lipocell Matrix. It was made. It's made by Natural Facts. I really like that that product. So I took I'd recommend taking for prevention. Just two capsules a day would be fine. But if someone is positive, and, you know, as soon as they start showing symptoms or test positive, they're going to need much higher doses. So they're going to need, I would take four capsules twice a day. They're going to need eight capsules a day or 2,000 milligrams of the quercetin phytosome or quercetin lipocell matrix, either of the two.
Anything in addition to quercetin?
Well, you know, you really need to bump up vitamin C, and you know, there's some really good studies that have been done with high dose intravenous vitamin C in people that were hospitalized, and basically it cut the death rate in half. So just giving people high doses of vitamin C intravenously in hospitals may have saved half the people that died. Wow. So, if you're not being hospitalized, you still need vitamin C, and it can help reduce the severity. So I would bump up vitamin C levels when you're dealing with an active infection. And I think 500 to 1,000 milligrams every 2 hours or at least three times a day is a good thing to do. Vitamin D3, I think, has more effects preventatively, but I would still do vitamin D3. The fat-soluble vitamin that I think is really useful when you're having an active infection is vitamin A. The concern about vitamin A is that if there's any chance a woman could be pregnant or get pregnant, then you can only take 5,000 IUs. But for men and women that there's no chance of getting pregnant, most nutritionally oriented doctors would recommend taking 50,000 IUs of vitamin A for a 1 to 3 day period. This high dose of vitamin A has been shown to be very helpful in many parts of the world in dealing with viral infections. And I think it's really a powerful way to change things quickly with this virus. It hasn't been studied in COVID-19, but it's been studied in other viral illnesses. So there's a history of vitamin A that shows that it's safe administered at high doses for short periods of time in viral illnesses. But I wouldn't do it any more than 3 days. 50,000 IUs.
Okay.
Vitamin A per day for 3 days, I think, can really help turn the tide as well.
Okay. So anything beyond that, or is that pretty much your top?
I still like N-acetylcysteine.
Okay.
We had talked about earlier, a little different now. We still want to boost glutathione, not only for its antiviral activities, but now for its anti-inflammatory effects. And N-acetylcysteine is a mucolytic. It's been used in hospitals for decades to help break down thick mucus. So this is really important in any upper respiratory tract infection. We want to make sure that respiratory tract is protected as possible and is not being clogged by thick, heavy mucus. And N-acetylcysteine can break up that thick mucus, and that can help clear an infection faster and also prevent a secondary bacterial infection.
I've heard you mention that it's not just a respiratory situation that you have with COVID-19, but it's also internal gastrointestinal. Is there any foods that you would recommend that people focus on or make sure that they're part of their diet?
Yeah, well, I do believe that this virus is much a gastrointestinal infection as it is a respiratory tract infection, and there's a lot of data to support that. So all these supplements that we've been talking about are very important for barrier function. The key thing with gastrointestinal function is to keep things flowing. So, you know, making sure that people are eating enough fiber, drinking enough water, keeping things fluid. I like a lot of phytochemicals to help with this situation with COVID-19. So drinking ginger tea or taking a ginger shot or herbal teas in general are all very important. Getting enough richly colored fruits and vegetables.
Right.
Juicing is a great way to deliver those phytochemicals when people are sick and maybe not wanting to eat or feel well enough to eat. So those are some things that I would strongly recommend, especially during an active infection, but also, as a preventive as well.
Right. So again, if we were choosing, 3 to 5 things, we were kind of wrapping this up saying, this is what you need to do. What would those things be that you would focus on?
For an active infection, I would really focus on things that we know can help turn the tide quickly. And I think quercetin will be shown to do that. N-acetylcysteine is a must. High doses of vitamin A. And we also want to make sure that we continue to have all those supportive nutrients for our immune system. Drinking lots of teas, herbal teas, ginger shots, fresh vegetable juices, broths. Those are all very helpful to help you recover as well. Staying well hydrated. Those are all just general recommendations in getting enough rest and taking it easy and letting your body heal and recover.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Murray. We really appreciate you being on the show and we really appreciate having you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.